Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, do you want to retire at some point? Do you make 100 grand a year? Do you know how much money you'll need in the bank to be able to retire? Try about $2 million. Talking about that today, Mike Bosma and Greg Crawford. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Keith Lee, and Rue Goodnow. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Greg Crawford, co-manager of Alliance Trust Company, and Mike Bosma, CPA and host of Bosma on Business radio show on News Talk 780 KOH. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Tough subject to talk about today. Article back on July 21st in the New York Times said, our ridiculous approach to retirement, and if I can just read one paragraph, 75% of Americans nearing retirement age in 2010 had less than $30,000 in their retirement accounts. The specter of downward mobility in retirement is a looming reality for both middle and higher income workers. Almost half of middle class workers, 49%, will be poor or near poor in retirement, living on a food budget of about $5 a day. Those are shocking numbers.
It's shocking, and probably the most shocking part of that to me, Sam, is that it's all completely avoidable just by having a very simple plan. There's tools that are out there, pretty much every investment website has them, to be able to not be surprised in retirement. I guess that's the shocking thing to me, is that people are just turning a blind eye to this thing rather than even talking about it or having a discussion.
Well, you know, this goes back 30 years as far as I'm concerned, because it went from when there were defined pension plans, mm-hmm. To 401k plans. And I thought to myself as a kid back then, you know, I don't see how people are going to be smart enough to be able to plan for their financial future. They're being given offered a choice of, you know, do you want to take high risk, low risk, medium risk, depending on their age. But they're really on their own. And what has happened is that, you know, we're heading towards falling off a cliff here.
Yeah, but Sam, I think it's more of a culture shift even than that. I mean, what I've seen as we've counseled people is that our economy and our society is really built around consumerism. You hear all the rhetoric, political rhetoric, go out and buy stuff so that we can get the economy going again, rather than, provide and save and rather than consume. So all the messages are all about consumption rather than building wealth.
All right, but the problem is still going to exist is that we're going to be having people living, and when we're saying $5 a day, we're talking about $5 a day 20 years from now with inflation. What are we looking at, a society where no one ever actually gets to retire unless they're, because I mean, in this article it says that if you earn $100,000 a year now, to maintain that income, you're going to need $2 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Maybe two and a half is a rough
estimate. Oh, thanks. Scare me even more.
I mean, those are how the numbers work. And unfortunately, a lot of people choose to ignore them rather than deal with them. Because if you're looking at a retirement time horizon that is a long period of time, I mean, those numbers are actually achievable if you start saving at an early age.
Like 18? But if,
well, as soon as you start working, essentially, setting aside a portion of your paycheck that goes to your retirement plan.
I mean, that's
a
what
lot
Social
of people
Security
don't do
was supposed to be about, though, right? I mean, we're mm-hmm. looking at what you save about 15.3%. I mean, the government hasn't done a very good job of investing that money. But I mean, we never see the money. You don't think about it because it comes out of your check automatically. But I mean, that's what the government is taking out and your employer's paying.
That is true, but a lot of demographic changes have occurred in our society. People are living a lot longer, and people have not adjusted their expectations of what retirement is going to look like. I mean, Social Security, when it was set up, the average life expectancy was at least a decade lower than it is today.
It was 63, and you could collect at 65.
Right,
I mean, they were smart about how to do it, right?
They didn't want people who were fortunate enough to live longer than average to end up destitute. People still expect to retire at age 65 now, even though the average life expectancy for people being born, today is well into the 80s. That's a very different and difficult mental hurdle for people.
Well, John Segura retired at 43 years old, from a public employee. So, I mean, hey, he was able to do it, right? Make it work.
Bankrupt our state for doing it, too.
Well,
All right, but let's, if we can, stay away from the politics for a moment, because this is a topic that every single person watching this program, this is relevant to, that is working in the private economy and mm-hmm. not in, a government economy.
Well, the math that I did, just kind of a quick back of the envelope type of calc, really said if you're 45 today and you want to retire on the same level of income, that you need to save 40% of what you make. If you're 45 and broke, save 40% of what you make and retire at 65 and be able to retire at that lower standard of living. So in your case, if you're making 100 grand today, you got to live on 60, save 40, and that you'll be able to retire based on a net present value basis.
Isn't that kind of a BS number, though? I mean, by the time you retire, shouldn't you have, your kids through college, your house paid off? So some of those expenses that you're having today, you shouldn't have in retirement. I mean, if you have the right plan.
But you got to have the plan.
Yeah, certainly one thing. There are certain expenses that go away. Unfortunately, the inflation rate for personal spending for people in retirement is actually higher than the general public.
Right.
I mean, we can all guess what it is, healthcare. So some expenses do go away. Hopefully you've paid off your mortgage by then, those sorts of things. But by the same token, you have healthcare expenses that tend to go through the roof in retirement at one point or another.
And certainly in the last 6 months of life.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on the article, Our Ridiculous Approach to Retirement, from the New York Times, with Greg Crawford and Mike Bosma. It just seems to me, and your points are all valid, but it seems to me that marketing sells people a lifestyle. And, you know, as you say, savings is not a part of that lifestyle. How do you combat that? Is that a private sector approach? Is that a government sector approach? I mean, how do we look at this realistically? Because I just look at, you know, we're going to have a lot of old, sick people working until they drop.
Right. Yeah, and I believe it's a combination of all of the above. I'm a CPA. The AICPA has a Feed the Pig campaign that's going on right now. But I really think it's just changing the way that we measure wealth. If you think of it, the way that everybody measures is, well, what do I make? What's on my W-2? Your tax return. It's all about, you know, how much you made, not necessarily about how much you kept. And so I think if it's just a simple change to be able to look at what you've kept each year and measure that year to year, I think that's, at least in my client base, when we're having those discussions, it changes everybody's perspective on accumulating wealth, because then there's a benchmark to say, you know, I sacrificed a little bit, look how much progress I've made on my wealth.
Are you finding that there's a lot of trepidation on a lot of people's parts on putting money into the stock market? It used to be, hey, you put your money in the stock market, it is going to grow over time. But I mean, we've seen over the past 10 years, you know, really something flat and huge ups and downs, and people lose everything and they think the market's rigged. Do you still give advice to people, put your money in the market so it can grow?
Well, certainly we do, because any well-structured portfolio is going to have exposure in a variety of areas. But the reality is abnormally high stock market, equity market returns set aside the last 10 years. But if you think back really from the 80s into 2000, abnormally high equity market returns bailed people out from a very, very low savings rate.
Right.
And the reality is people got used to unsustainable returns and have very high expectations for that one particular asset class that, as we all know, have not held true over the last 10 years. And now they're realizing that they're just not putting enough aside. There's two components to your retirement savings total. One is what you set aside, and the other is the return rate. If the return rate is not what you expect it to be, you have to set aside more.
And how does it hurt when the government is structuring the interest rates at zero?
Yeah, that tends to hurt people in retirement more than those saving for retirement, just because they can't afford to have a lot of volatility in their portfolio, so they tend to migrate to those income-orientated investment vehicles. And there's no question that that's hurting people right now in retirement. The return rates are well below what that inflation rate is in retirement.
Paul, to your point, there's two separate issues. One is how much, for what I made, how much of that am I going to consume versus save? And then how am I going to invest it? And I think that's where people, when they saw the volatility in their 401ks, I'm not going to do my 401k, and then they spent it. And I said, well, what's your return on that? You know, at least if your value...
I got a new Porsche.
Right. Yeah, it's declining every day in value versus you still have the stock in your 401k. And so that's where really working with a financial advisor is like mission critical. They do financial plans, talk to a certified financial planner, and say, hey, I just need you to do a plan for me to figure out where I am so that I can have some certainty as to how much I should save. And that's where I think a lot of people, they get a little overwhelmed by it all. They think it's just, I can't save that much, so I'm just not going to deal with it. Well, what I found is once people know, now they're equipped, they're empowered, they can then recalibrate their lifestyle to say, no, I'm going to be fine. In fact, when we start talking about this financial independence thing, they're like all over it. And so they, in a very short amount of time, accumulate a lot of wealth. We, as Americans, earn a lot of money, even at the poverty level, right, which is, you know, government defined. We see people that are still accumulating a lot of wealth relative to what they're spending.
All right, so as you look towards the future, are you concerned? our country?
I'm concerned about a lot of different countries, developed countries around the world.
No, but I'm talking specifically the United States of America.
Yes, we have a demographic problem that impacts all levels of society, both the government level and the individual level. The reality is Social Security needs to be modified in one shape or fashion. Medicare needs to be looked at. We have made promises to people that we cannot keep, and the people themselves are not saving enough to make up for the deficiencies that the government's made in terms of long-term social spending.
Yeah, there was a commentator I was listening to a couple weeks ago, and he said, yeah, the U.S. problem is actually easy to fix. It's obvious to everybody, but the longer we decide to get around to fixing it, which is, do we have leadership that has a political will to really fix the system? Have the hard discussion. The longer we put that off, the harder it's going to be to recover.
In many ways, individuals are doing the same thing that the government is doing,
right.
Just hoping to somehow fix itself. And right. It just isn't going to happen. I mean, there's just
we talk a lot about old people and retirement, but when you look at the folks that have graduated college, the young kids in their 20s and their early 30s who haven't been able to go out there and find a job and start a career, what impact does that have as they get older and they try to make up that earning? Are they going to be those earnings? Are they going to be able to do it?
Well, I think there's more opportunity for them than most. And the reason for that is coming out of college, there's really right-size expectations now on how much you're going to make. You know, you're not expecting to make $100,000 a year out of college. So if you keep that standard of living down around college, and you can accumulate a lot of wealth very quickly once you get your first job. And then I've seen people that are pretty savvy. They're investing in real estate. They're investing in the stock market. And they're just saying, because they know, they see the compounding effect of that investment over time, and they're going to have 50 years to watch it grow. So they know a dollar today is worth a lot of dollars.
Okay. Quick answer. What percentage of the population is that's doing what Mike's saying? 5%? 10%?
15.
All right. But everybody else can figure it out. But when it happens, Sam, it's going to really put a damper on the economy because spending is going to go down. But it's the only way it's going to fix it.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it, gentlemen. Depressing topic, but an important one.
Right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs, while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Attorney Keith Lee is here, and a third attorney, surprisingly. Rue Goodenow is here with Parsons, Bell, and Latimer. A pleasure to have you all here. Dick, I want to kind of get a different perspective on the Colorado shootings. You know, unfortunately in this country, we have gotten used to over the last, decades of hearing stories like this. What is the response of the district attorney's office and the Reno Police Department when the news crosses the wire on something like this?
probably a lot like what you just mentioned. We're getting real accustomed in this country to these kinds of shootings. Of course, it tightens up a lot of security things around here, and it creates an awareness, but I've noticed it doesn't create an awareness nor that tenseness for near as long as it used to when the first ones occurred, because it is happening way, way too often in this country.
I was at the movie theaters last Friday to see the new Batman movie, and my wife pointed out, security guard there, security guard there. Mm-hmm. This is already a week after this incident happened. It was obviously a lone incident. Do we overreact to these things these days, do you think? Is it possible to overreact?
Well, I don't know that it's overreaction. I think it's certainly a logical action by theaters, for instance, in this case, to provide the security. It's a lot like sort of, you know, us, all of us who travel so much as we do in our businesses, going through the TSA checkpoints. Is it really of any value? A little bit, but it's probably the greatest value I think it really gives, and particularly with these theaters, is a sense of sort of confidence in those who decide to go to the movie. It gives them a sense of security this isn't the likelihood of this same thing happening to us in our theater is less now because we have somebody here who's checking purses and backpacks and just sort of scrutinizing people. So I think it has that salutary effect on those who go there. How great effect it really has in stopping that kind of violence going forward, I think, is very minimal.
You bring up a good point with the TSA. I mean, I have a lot of good friends that work for the TSA, and I'm glad they got jobs. But, you know, some of the things that we're still doing seem to me to be absurd at the airports.
Well, I had the exact same thought that Keith did about that. It's the parallels are obvious. It does make me feel more secure, and I don't mind going through a security check at the airport. It seems like an inconvenience, but if that makes people feel better about flying and it keeps them flying, you know, that's important. I'm willing to be a little inconvenienced in order that I'm going to be safe. But on the other hand, I do think that people overreact a little bit to these situations.
I don't know. I feel as long as there's carry-on luggage taken onto planes, that could easily turn into a weapon in about 30 seconds flat if somebody decided to go crazy. But on the other hand, I think the other passengers would respond in about 2 seconds flat, and that will be over. Let's change
time. There's a realism you have to accept in this life, though, and that is if somebody wants to do it, it's going to happen. Even the Secret Service has said time and again, if somebody wants to get to the president, they'll get to him.
Yep.
All right, let's change topics here. Interesting subject came up in the last 24 hours, reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal out of Washington, D.C., which is, Keith, that Senator Reid applied pressure to Nevada's chief electrical provider, NV Energy, to get behind a $5 billion solar project that the company ENN Mojave Energy wants to push forward. Now, this will be a big game changer for Southern Nevada, huge in terms of construction jobs, probably 2,000 permanent jobs. It's a whole big thing, but they can't sell the power to Southern California Edison. They can't get a purchase power agreement. Right. And Senator Reid is pushing NV Energy. But NV Energy has already exceeded their portfolio. And this is not the first time Senator Reid said basically the same thing on this program, not specifically about this company, that NV Energy should be doing more. Is that appropriate?
Well, I mean, from a political standpoint, I understand where Senator Reid's coming from. But, you know, the thing that frustrates me when we talk about green energy, whether it be wind or solar or to some extent even geothermal, is the two terms we never hear discussed are cost and reliability. And that's what really matters to the ratepayer and to the person who wants his coffee machine to come on in the morning and the light to come on so he can read the newspaper and that sort of thing. And he already thinks he's paying too much for energy, electric energy in this state right now. We never hear that discussion about cost and reliability. I'll give you an example.
A brief one, please.
Yeah. Several months ago, it was announced that NV Energy entered into a 10-year supply-demand contract with a solar provider at 13.6 cents per kilowatt hour. That's more than double what they pay, you know, on the market in generating their own electricity. I mean, at what point in time is the consumer going to say, I'm all for green, but there's, you know, I'm not going to pay that much for it?
And would the PUC even allow NV Energy to purchase expanded power at these higher rates?
No, I don't think so, but I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue here is the transmission and the surcharge for transmission to California, and it seems to me that what the senator's doing may be logical under the circumstances. The problem has been we have the ability to develop the clean power here from solar sources, but you can't develop it without being able to sell it to California, which doesn't have the capacity to produce it. So the trouble is the cost to get it there. And if we can reduce that cost, then we can take advantage of the situation that California finds itself in. I'm not saying it's right that the mandates are there, but as long as they are, we ought to develop that business.
Well, and Senator Reid says that it's laughable that California would be a net exporter of green energy to match their portfolio standards, but now he's pushing NV Energy instead of Southern California Edison.
Well, I just, this whole alternative energy area has just been sold, and I think a lot of it's been sold as a bill of goods because we have not researched it sufficiently. Keith brought up a couple of good points, reliability being one of them. Solar energy is shown to be not being real reliable. Ethanol is shown to be no better than gas. We've got windmills, which are out here chopping up birds and animals, and environmental impacts are pretty heavy from the windmills. So we need to really take our time and develop these things and get them to where the cost is down, because everything green so far, price has been like this.
All right, and we'll hear a lot more on this. A big announcement coming up next week, and we'll talk about it on this program. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMAR doors on sale. An AMAR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMAR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon, so call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll take a look at the worlds of gaming and politics with Alfredo Alonso. See you next broadcast. Thanks for watching.